Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
Call and give us your take and then get off the phone.
Kelger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back of the net now, DeBrusque. He'll skate ahead, separates from Couture over the line, left side, into the left circle, sauced across, Krejci to the slot, fired, they score! Bring the belt to the Boston Bruins! Charlie McAvoy in overtime with the dagger! The Bruins are a perfect 3-0 on the trip! They've won six straight games, that's a season high, as they beat the Sharks in OT 6-5!
Call last night here on 98.5 The Sports Hub with Judge Surratt. If you stayed up for that game, that was a hell of a game. And I didn't stay up for it. I watched some of it. Didn't make it, but caught up in the morning. That was a hell of a game.
Hat trick for Thornton, too, right?
And they win it with an overtime slapper from Charlie McAvoy. So let's talk some Bruins. And we're going to lead it off with the Rosenheiser take.
Yep, just quickly, if your home is in need of repair, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electric, they want to help their offering Sports Hub listeners. A special offer right now. You get the repair done. You mentioned me, Maz. You get $98.50 off any service. Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electric, proud sponsor of the Patriots. I've told you this before. They're going to make a deal. I have felt this all along with the Bruins. Like, they were gearing towards this. This goes back into the offseason with Krug and sort of the glut of left wings that they have, young left wingers, and the overpayment for Krug along with the replication there in Grzelcyk. They're going to get bigger on the back end. To me, they're headed for a trade.
Okay, so trade deadline is a week from today. Week from today across the NHL, they keep being linked to players across the league, whether it's Wayne Simmonds there in Philly and the Panarin stuff won't go away in Columbus. And the rumors continue with the Bruins. Are they worth investing in?
Yes, but to a degree. Like, I'm not paying out the nose for a rental. So, I'm not doing that. But would I go get help if I'm Sweeney? Yes, I would.
How good are they? I mean, I still look at their roster and I say, I mean, the results. I can't argue with the results. I mean, that San Jose team, that's a good team. San Jose's good. I think they have a chance to win the cup. I really do. I like that San Jose team a lot. You got Brent Burns and Erik Karlsson back there. Like, good God. That's a good team. And you just walked in there and beat them. Went up 3-0. Now, you gave away all those leads, but you should be. They're better than you, I think. I don't know. I look at your roster and I go, huh? I mean, you got Carson Kuhlman. Who is he, Murray? Quick. Kuhlman. Who is he?
They just brought him up last week. That's all I know.
Where does he come from? What's his background?
No idea.
Hell
no
if
clue.
I know.
The American kid went to Ohio State. I only know that because I looked it up. Undrafted guy. Okay. Another guy that comes up here because Zach Senyshyn apparently can't play. A guy that you drafted, whatever it was, 13th overall, 15th overall in 2015, can't get a sniff. Every other guy gets chances up here except for Zach Senyshyn. So it's just another guy that you had to take from the undrafted ranks and now gets a shot up here versus a guy that you drafted right in the middle of the first round. That's the takeaway I have with Carson Kuhlman, what he scores last night. So you got something named Carson Kuhlman, skating on your second line with David Krejci. You have a line, a third line that is so useless, it changes every night, and they're now really your fourth line, okay? You haven't had a third line center all season long. You haven't had a third line all season to the point where now Cassidy treats it like the fourth line. And now it's just Trent Frederick and Nordstrom. It's where they, they'll just bury Backes on that line. That's really now your fourth line. Because the Corrali, Achari, and Wagner thing is really good. It's really good to the point where Cassidy played him down a goal with a minute and a half left last night, and they got the game-time goal. But let's face it, Sean Corrali, Noel Achari, and Chris Wagner, they're going to get real third-line minutes against real Stanley Cup contenders in the playoffs. You're going to get away with that? I don't know. I'm like, how do they do it? I mean, the defense shouldn't be this good. Their goals again shouldn't be this good, but it is. Both goalies have been good. Even Halak has woken back up here in the last week or so. Rask has been good for the last couple months. But
I think Rask is unbeaten in regulation in his last 15 games.
So yeah, he had a streak like this last year, right around the same time of year. So the goals against have been top of the league the entire season. And I still don't know how, with McAvoy missing all that time, Chara getting a year younger, Krug still being a minus player, and let's face it, Greslick, Miller, those guys are what they are. Brandon Carlo's been better. But I just look at that lineup and go, God, they have the fourth best record, second straight year. Last year they finished with the fourth most points in the league. Look at the standings. Fourth most points in the league right now. And it's Tampa Bay and then everybody else. Tampa Bay's got like 90 and you've got 78 or something right along some other teams. You're like right there for the second best record in the league. No one's catching Tampa. I was like, how are they doing that? And the answer is, Cassidy's had a great, he's good. But then you get into the postseason and now you're facing a team of superior talent. And then what? Now what? You're skating three lines and the third is Corrali, Achari, and Wagner. I mean, how'd those guys do last year? That all dried up for those guys last year. Not that Wagner was here, but for Achari and Corrali, it sure did when they got in the postseason, when they got into that Tampa series. You still have no one to play with Krejci, Carson Kuhlman. I mean, I don't mean to rag on the guy or make fun of his name. It's just another undrafted guy out of nowhere because the kid you drafted can't play. So, like, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it.
I'll tell you, in this stretch, no Pastrnak. Like, four games without Pastrnak, how many goals they've scored?
A ton.
19. 5 goals a game since he got cited for drunk walking.
Danton Heinen, the quiet one is playing. So is this what they are? You know, DeBrusque is on fire. Cassidy,
he's hot.
Like, he's playing great. And Heinen's working with that Marchand Bergeron group. So it's like, am I buying in on all these guys now? And is this what they are? Or we can take the cheese like we did last year. And they're just a team that the coach has them playing hard every night. The great effort every night, great contributions up and down the lineup. I say that even though they have no fourth line. But, you know, that sort of thing that works over a regular season setting. But then you get into the playoffs and you face Hedman, I guess, got hurt last night. But, you know, Stamkos, Kucherov, Hedman, you know, you face a group like that. It's like, well, okay, now you can shove your fourth line because now you're facing real talent.
No, and what does Kucherov have, like 100 points now? 99 or something? And he scored a ridiculous goal last night, too, on top of it. But all of that said, I told you, I don't want them to pay out the nose for a rental, but there is a difference between them this year and last year.
What is it?
And I know it's only February 19th. Right now, McAvoy's healthy, and McAvoy looks like McAvoy again. I mean, he scored a goal the other night.
Oh, he's getting there.
At the end of the game, and that goal last night was just a rocket. So he looks like McAvoy again. That's one. Last year at this time, if you remember, he was hurt, or maybe it was shortly hereafter where he got hurt. And the other one to me, and this is a big one, I'm starting to buy in on Krejci again. Krejci hasn't played this well in how many years?
He's having a really good year.
How many years has it been since Krejci played this well? So we go back to the Winter Classic where Charlie Jacobs said, you know, we have this group at center with Bergeron and Krejci and we're going to build around these guys. I'm thinking, how the hell can you include Krejci in that group? Like, Bergeron I get. Chara I'll even get. Krejci? But lately, he's got a point a game now for 2 months.
So your previous two wins, you won in Anaheim and the Kings. They both suck. Last night, that Shark, they're good. That's a good team. You just walked in there and beat. And all these trade rumors continue. Again, there's people in the league treating it like the Bruins are, that they're in line for something big. Darren Dreger. Murray pulled this for me. Thank you. Darren Dreger up in Canada last night. It's a little bit of a longer cut. We may stop and start it. But here's Darren Dreger on the Bruins and the trade deadline.
Yeah, let's say Boston adds a piece. I feel like we wanted to link Tyler Toffoli of the LA Kings to Boston relatively early in the search. So we're probably talking 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago. I don't think that Toffoli is their main target anymore. I think, like so many other teams, are watching the Ottawa Senators. And if someone like Ryan Dzingel popped into the market, depending on what's going to happen this week with Stone and Duchesne, I think Boston would be all over that. So you add another piece like that, I mean, and this young man is trending towards a 30-goal scorer this year. They're going to do something. They've got two or three very similar young forwards like Heinen, Bjork, that they could part with. These are good players. I mean, players that you know, you'd want to hold on to in a perfect world and continue to watch them develop and grow. But the Bruins are in it to win it. I mean, no pun intended here. I mean, they feel like they're designed to contend for the Stanley Cup right now. And it's pretty obvious why when you look at some of their aging forwards then, like Backes and Krejci. You know, Bergeron is just a marvel. I mean, this guy is a science experiment because he seemingly gets better, you know, every time he steps onto the ice. Tuukka Rask, I mean, go down to all the pieces that they feel are Stanley Cup worthy. They just would like to add a little bit more, and they're willing to part with the assets, be it draft picks or some of the younger pieces that I've talked about.
Okay, in it to win it, in line to do something big. Everyone thinks they're going to do something big.
I mean, I'm not as gangbusters as he is, but I think that they've been building towards this. I just question whether or not the time is right to make a blockbuster.
Carson Kuhlman, I said, I think it was Ryan Dzingel who went to Ohio State. I was looking up all these guys today. I mixed up Kuhlman. I don't think Kuhlman went to Ohio State. Not that you care. But I think he's an undrafted guy that came out of nowhere, relatively speaking. Just to clarify that, everyone thinks the Bruins are doing something big. Are they worth investing in like that?
To me, I mean, I think that they owe it to veterans like Char and Bergeron, especially the seasons he's having, considering he missed, 16 games, whatever it was with that rib injury, to add something, but in it to win it, a real cup contender? Like, I don't know. I don't want to see them give away anything big to get just so that they can add scoring to their second line. Like, I don't know. Like, I think that they're more than a piece or two away to getting past Tampa Bay.
So, look,
I was generally along for the ride until I heard that they think they can win a cup.
Last year, everyone around here thought it was a cup contender. Really, that's what everyone said going down the stretch. This team can win a cup. This team can win a cup. And you really weren't close. You weren't. Are you going to take the cheese again this year?
No, I told you. I don't think they're quite there yet either. But I think they should do something. Now, and to me, in a perfect world, what you're doing is you're getting a guy with term, preferably someone on the younger side. And when I say younger side, give me a 26-year-old. I'm okay with it. I don't want, you know, somebody who's 30. So I lean that way. Get that kind of guy who's got term that can fill one of those two holes, be it a right wing on the second line with Krejci or the third line center. And I think I don't know if you're winning the cup, but at least you're helping yourself next year too.
I mean, there's no disputing how they're playing. And I've been saying this all season. They've had a really nice year given no Chara, no Bergeron. Those guys were out for the same amount, you know, were out together for a good stretch of time. Now no Pasternak. It took Rask a month to get going as usual, where he sucked pretty much for the first month of the season. You add all that up and they're right back to where they were last year, their top five team. So I don't know how they did it. It's good. Good year. They're playing as well as they can. They're getting the coaching, all of that. But does that make them a Stanley Cup team?
No.
I mean, So I look at their roster and I go, they still only have like five forwards at bat, you know, and I don't know. One of their four lines is completely useless, completely invisible. It's been a complete, carousel the entire season. So, okay, go three deep. You only play three lines. Fine. I actually like that. Shorten your bench. Except the third line isn't a group that should be getting a lot of time. And how much are we going to take the cheese on Corrali, Achari, and Wagner? Because that water usually reaches its level in the postseason when you start going against Crosby and Ovechkin and Stamkos and Kucherov and, you know, what you're talking about here. Never mind the group in Toronto. I'm not even getting to that.
I mean, if you're talking about winning a cup, I think they're at least two players away. I don't think it's one.
Okay. Are they going for it, though? The clock. Is the clock ting on the Bruins, and are they treating it like that?
They're going to make a deal next week. You watch.
Okay, your thoughts on that? Right back to your calls after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Do you want to make a move? Do you feel you have to make a move?
You know, I think where I sit, my job is really to encourage and support Don and Cam. If they have a decision and they feel like they want to make the move, I'm all for it. I also, you know, listen, I wouldn't be out of context to share that we've had the discussions that we have this window with Patrice and with David and the centers and the players that we have, and it's not going to last forever. So, and we have a number of young kids that are coming up. I've got reports from the World Juniors in Western Canada. Just about, you know, we've got a player on just about every national team that's doing quite well. So, I think there's an opportunity there. It doesn't invite you, Michael. I'm not inviting you to get back on talk radio or get back to Boston and say, Charlie Jacobs said we didn't make a trade. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I support whatever management decides to do, and we have had this context discussion about our window.
So that was Charlie Jacobs at the Winter Classic on January 1st with us as we traveled out there. And, you know, it's not even something that we brought up or that I've even really considered. But do they, well, I don't need to ask it in a question. They do. They look at Bergeron, Chara, Krejci, and look at a window. And I would never ascribe the Jacobs as having urgency to get a player a championship. My God. They let Bork linger here for decades. He had to go somewhere else to get his cup. Since when do they care about an individual player getting a cup? That's really, I didn't feel it was in the Jacobs' nature to even think that way. Never mind the fact that these guys have already won on. They've gotten their cup. But that's the way they look at it with Bergeron and whatnot. And I find that interesting. Are they going to act accordingly?
I mean, when he said it, I thought, you know, window. What window are we talking about? Krejci's done. That's what I felt at the time, for crying out loud. But again, you could see him kind of angling for something here, because just because of the glut of players they have is what Darren Drager said in the cup we played in the last segment. How many times have we said that between Bjork, Donato, Heinen, like DeBrusk? They get all these guys that are left shots that play on the left side. Someone's got to go. They're not keeping them all.
Okay, let's see what they do. Week to go until the NHL trade deadline. Those are our Bruins thoughts. What are yours? Bob in Marlboro. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was watching Bruins game last night. It was one of the greatest games I've seen all season. But Crew's got to get off the... They got to get him off the power line. Put McAvoy up there. He couldn't get the puck up the end, you know? He couldn't get the puck off the end, and he couldn't... And they made up a goal at the end. The guy was high-sticking. Magda was high-sticking in one goal.
Okay, did we get an answer on that, by the way?
Not that I've seen yet. No, I meant to look it up, and I forgot.
I thought you were allowed to play the puck with a high stick as long as you're the next guy to play it. Sort of like a hand, you know, the hand pass. That if you can play it with your hand or a high stick if you're the next guy to touch it. Maybe I have that totally wrong. Because Wagner clearly played it above his shoulder.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
And above the crossbar and all of that. You know, I just thought he got it before it entered the net. Krug, though, the power play is the one thing that we should all feel good about. No, he's terrific on the power play.
He really is. I mean, I undersell that part of his game because I feel like he's useless 5-on-5 or he's a negative 5-on-5, but he is an absolute weapon on the power play.
Tim in Nashville, go ahead.
Michael, this is almost along the lines of a, not a building year, but I believe that Krejci, Bergeron, and Marchand are being relied on once again. So don't you go out and get two centers and support and make up the lines for the playoffs. And as far as the defense, I just get a cardboard cutout of Ray Bourque and stick it back there because Chara is toast. I mean,
he's not toast. He's actually giving you as much as you can expect from a guy his age who's out there every night. He's not the issue.
He's given him more in the last year and a half than I thought he was capable of.
Terrific. And you don't need two centers because, again, that Achari line is a fine fourth line. The problem is you're now treating it like a third line because you have no third line. And that's sort of eventually you run into better talent, and even in that sport, it doesn't work. So you need a third line center, but even then, if you're putting that third line center next to David Backes and Jacob Norbertson, what are you going to get out of that? What are you going to get out of that?
Not a lot.
Maybe Heinen has found his game. He goes back down, and if you trade for a center and Heinen's playing well, and now between Heinen and the new center and maybe Nordstrom, you got a little something there. I have no faith that Backes is going to be anything. Maybe you got something. The Corrali-Achari-Wagner line's been great, except that is your classic energy crash fourth line that should be getting 8 to 10 minutes a night. And then at sooner, you know, the more you give them, the sooner water seeks its level.
As long as Wagner's not on the ice when the other team has an empty net, I'm good.
Sean and Lynn, go ahead. Sam and Lynn. Hi, Sam.
Hey, first time, long time. I hate baseball. I'm so glad you're talking hockey. I'd sell the house out for Stone from Ottawa. Give him whatever they want and re-sign him next year for whatever he wants. They need more ghouls to go along to win. Okay, so they won't go deep with the guys they have. And Murray, shout out for Pete Shelley. God rest his soul.
Okay, a little personal message there. I have no idea what that is. The Stone's up. We looked this up last week, right? Okay, you're not giving him whatever they want for a rental.
No.
As good as he is.
No, I like him too. It struck me that I had a recollection of him being good in the postseason last year. He's got five career postseason goals, but they all came last year. So I just don't like the idea of, you know, he's a veteran guy. He's been around a little bit now. I don't like the idea of giving up that kind of collateral for a guy who's a rental.
I've said this for a while now. I'm getting sick of the first round picks for a rental. Like I'm sort of done with those. And I don't want them to do one of those. I don't. But again, Panarin rental, the Stone rental, Simmons rental. I'm sort of done with those deals. I'd like to see them get someone with term and give up something. Again, it's a reentry Tuesday, so everything is on the board. Got Travis and Saugus on the Celts. Go ahead, Travis.
I'm talking about how Kyrie Irving is trash right now. And Kyrie Rose is a lot better than him. He's going to be the face of the Celtics, and he's going to win us the title.
Okay, that's silly.
Boo.
Go ahead, Mark.
I hope, and please don't stop. Terry Rozier's not. He's okay at times. If anything, he's proven to be inconsistent. What did he have against Philadelphia last week? 5 points in whatever the hell how many minutes he played. It was over 20. He's inconsistent. He's not the answer. Yes, point guards have flourished under Brad Stevens, but Terry Rozier is not better than Kyrie Irving.
I mean, it blows me away that anybody would even think that.
Zach in Milford. Hi, Zach.
Hey, so I think the time to make a trade for the Bruins is now. Like, they should get someone with years left on their deal, say, second-pair defenseman like Martinez. He's a good option. Or you could get, what's-his-face from Carolina. I forgot his name. He's a good forward, though.
Okay, so I'm not sure who you're talking about in Carolina. The Martinez, the defenseman in the Kings. I'm not sure exactly who you're talking about. They don't need D, which is odd because for years and years and years, we looked at that decor and said, nope, 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 nothing there, nothing there. They're fine on D. I don't know if they're great. It's not like that team last night, San Jose. Good God. Burns? Carlson? Those are two best guys in the whole league on one decor. Is it Vlasic? Like that is a great decor. I'm not saying you're that, but they've kept the puck out of the net. They've been a top five goals against team all season long.
Wouldn't kill me to see him get another big defenseman, though. In the playoffs, Grzelcyk and Krug, those guys aren't going to hold up. Like, you know, from time to time you see with the Bruins where if the other team puts traffic in front of the net, the Bruins can have trouble moving guys out of there. So, like, that would worry me in the postseason.
We've got more of your thoughts here. Brendan in Providence on the Patriots. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, how you guys doing? This Odell guy, he's a diva. I'd say it's a terrible idea for the Pats. I'm sure they're not thinking about it, but that's a terrible idea to get him. He's He's not what we need. He'd be a cancer. He doesn't do his job. I think it's an awful idea for the Pats to consider Odell.
More on Odell Beckham Jr. here in a second. We got some Patriots thoughts for you coming up next segment, but I agree with the caller. I'm frankly appalled that they even made a call in the first place. What are you doing?
I mean, if you believe some of the stuff that's out there, they were knocking down the door for him last year.
Good God.
Yeah, I can understand that's how you feel based on how you feel about diva wide receivers.
Yes.
But are you surprised that they did?
Yes.
You are?
I am.
Considering what they were dealing with at that position at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And the fact that they ended up trading for Josh Gordon, who was one of the most unreliable players in the league's history.
He was cheap. I'm never surprised when they go after someone with a nothing contract. That's their bread and butter. I don't care. The guy's Attila the Hun. He's got a good deal. They'll sign him. It's the Odell Beckham $15 million a year. What are you kidding me? Since when?
I just think when you look at what they were dealing with at that position, again, they bring in old useless Eric Decker. They bring back Kenny Britt twice.
Cheap.
Jordan Matthews
Cheap.
Gets hurt, didn't catch on.
Cheap.
Mitchell gets hurt.
Cheap.
Edelman's popped for PEDs. They had nothing. They ended up calling Josh Gordon, and I get it. It's cheap. They were desperate at that position. I 100% believe that they were trying to make a trade for this guy.
So my only question in the talks with the Giants were, was a restructure part of the deal?
Oh, it had to have been.
Like, because I was surprised at the money, too. I said, I'm shocked that they would take on that contract.
Let's pick this up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so we're into Tuesday. Fully loaded program here, so Murray and Maz were in yesterday. They covered a lot of this material. We got to go over it again because most of you were off. I was off. So thanks for hanging in there, fellas. I appreciate it.
No sweat.
It was a little repetitive, but either way, football items. We discussed the Odell Beckham rumor. According to Chris Sims, the Patriots were after Odell Beckham last year. So we've discussed that. I want nothing to do with that guy. Not last year, not this year, not next year, not ever. Don't need that kind of player. It's just ridiculous. And I find it wrong that they even made the call. You know, nothing but problems. Nothing but trouble with guys like that. You don't need them. A couple other items. Rob Gronkowski, still working out at Gillette. We've played the Drew Rosenhaus sound all day long. Where it does, it sounds like he's shouting out his window to the kids on the street.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. Like he's got an empty tin can with a string attached from crying out loud.
If you haven't heard it, Drew Rosenhaus to NFL Live today about the future of Rob Gronkowski.
Jimmy. Here it is.
I checked in with Rob a couple days ago. I've talked to the Patriots about it. Right now, Rob is he's thinking it. You know, he's given it a lot of thought. Rob will certainly, I think, make a decision in the foreseeable future. I don't want to put any pressure on him and give him a time frame, but I would imagine that it will be sometime within the next couple of weeks.
Do you guys think money's a factor here?
Of course. Yes, of course. I mean, if they ask him to take some sort of pay cut, My guess is Gronk says, see you later. And that's probably why it's going to take a couple of weeks, for crying out loud. I think that they were...
They're negotiating.
Of course. I think there was some sort of strategy here that was all mapped out on the part of the Gronk camp before the offseason even began. This is how we're going to do it. So the idea like that this is all sort of evolving, like, I mean, I think there's a final step to be decided here, but Gronk has had a good idea what he's going to do for a long time. Don't you think?
Yes, I find this interesting with all their big money guys who, you know, again, the McCourty's sort of hinted at retirement during the Super Bowl. Dante Hightower hasn't, but all those guys have bloated salaries for next year. And as a bystander, I'm interested to see how the players handle it. Because the players could easily say, I'm not restructuring. I'm not taking a dime less. Then the Patriots respond by cutting them. And then when you cut them, you know what they become? Free agents.
Mm-hmm.
And sign wherever they want. So I think all three of those guys have some leverage.
So I want to see what happens with McCourty. Because if he comes back, I'm not articulating this very well. If this was all a contract play in the part of McCourty, I'll be pissed. Because you're going to use the Super Bowl as the time to let that out? Like, that would really bug the crap out of me.
You know, and it did last week. I mean, or it did during the Super Bowl. So the timing was suspect there. But be that as it may, I'd like to see these players hold the team to the fire just to see what happens. No, I'm not restructuring. Cut me. Then they cut him. And then it's Rob Gronkowski's a free agent. He'll get overpaid for a year from somewhere. McCourty's a free agent. He'll get overpaid for 1 year. You know, feel like, you know, take away a little of that Patriots magic for a season or two.
Yeah, but in Gronk's case, the team has leverage in that he has said the only quarterback he wants to play with is Tom Brady.
And yeah, that's how I felt last year. Meaning Rob can change his mind. What? I mean, then that's not an ironclad thing.
I mean, didn't he kind of prove that by refusing to be traded last year?
Well, it was under his old contract. He wasn't a free agent.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't like Detroit. All right. So, I mean, the team was still dictating where he went and what he made.
I understand where you're coming from. And look, I'm always going to side with the player. But in Gronk's case, I feel like him saying that doesn't help his cause. And in McCourty's case, was he really all that good last year? So how much would they really miss him if they cut him and he became a free agent?
These are all side stories, meaning I'm not sure how much they'd miss McCourty. I think that's a fair point. Would Rob Gronkowski go back on his word? I think he probably would. Or he probably would. Or that's how he felt at the time. I mean, is Brady the only guy that he would play for? He just didn't want to play for Booger out there in Detroit and Patricia and Matt Stafford and those guys. What if he got, you know, would he not want to play for Aaron Rodgers or Pat Mahomes or, I don't know, pick another guy?
Garoppolo.
Right. If he got traded somewhere, we could play with the guy. I don't know. Would he say no? I'm not sure. I just think there'd be a thing there for that. I mean, I don't know. Not that the Patriots are generally, or Bill really cares about this stuff, but if they whacked Hightower, McCourty, and Gronkowski in one offseason, it'd be quite a bloodletting there for a Super Bowl team. It'd be quite a PR hit.
Yeah, I don't know that he'll whack all those guys. Why wouldn't he try to trade Gronk again?
Oh, I guess he could, yeah.
Right? Like, to me, that's the road he would go. In which case, Tom gets involved, Kraft gets involved, and now there's another roadblock. Like, I don't know. I think Gronk's going to walk. I think he's going to walk. I think he's going to retire, and that's it.
I think the team's going to pay him every dime, and he's going to stay. 60-40. You know, it's a close call. But I'd go 60-40. He returns at full salary. Because I'm with you. I think money's a part of it for him. It usually is with he and his family. They've, you know, every year they're scrapping for another couple $1 million in incentives or something. They're always, every year comes with a restructure for the Gronkowskis. Why would this year be any different, or some sort of money concern?
Oh, it's got to be a factor. There's no two ways about it.
So, but I think Hightower, McCourty, and Gronkowski are all in the same boat. They could all say no, cut me, and then they all become free agents. And would they miss McCourty or not? I don't know. I'd like to see him as a free agent. I think that'd be interesting. Gronkowski would be a really interesting free agent. Really interesting. And, you know, the way that works, you say, well, then they just trade him. But, you know, how that works in the NFL, once you're about to be traded, teams usually say, well, forget about it. You're going to be released, because that's usually what happens. So the teams say, well, we're not giving you anything because you're going to cut him anyway. You don't want to pay him that money. So we're not giving you jack. We'll give you a 7th-round pick, Bill. But we're not giving you anything more than that, because if we just sit tight, you're not going to pay him that salary. You're going to cut him.
So I just wonder if, just to have the right to say where Gronk goes, if Bill would say, I'll take a fifth. You know, give me a fifth and he's yours. Like, just to say to Gronk, you're not going to pick where you play, I am.
Finally, Colin Kaepernick wins a big settlement against the league. We don't know the number, but you know he won. And you know he got a good chunk of change. Eric Reed got a good chunk of change. They beat the league. Must have had evidence of some sort of collusion or something,
That's
right?
That's what I think, too. Yep.
Had to have to get the league to cave like that. But furthermore, Colin Kaepernick's lawyer, for really the second time in the last half year, has hinted that Robert Kraft is someone who could give Colin Kaepernick a shot to come back into the league. How do you feel about that?
Murray, you want to go first?
I think it's a crock. I don't believe that for a second. This Mark Garagos has brought this up before. I don't think he's going to get a job in the league again. I really don't.
Oh, I think there's a shot. And you know what? I'm in favor of it.
Of Kaepernick here?
Yeah. Ugh. Why not? I'd give it, as opposed to who? Brian Hoyer?
He hasn't played in 4 years.
So what?
5 years.
Neither
was Hoyer.
It's been 3 years, but even his last few as a starter, he was atrocious. So,
I mean, but at least he had played. He hasn't played in three effing years.
Perfect. Maybe he's forgotten all the bad stuff he learned, and maybe they can start at ground zero and actually develop something in the guy.
I would be fine if he were here for football reasons. But I would suspect that's not it. And Robert and his involvement with Meek Mill and the social injustice and all this, and I'm not saying those are bad causes. I'm just saying I'm not interested in this. That's not my – I'm a football fan, football follower here. I'd want the player here to help the team. I'm not saving the world. I'm going to save the world some other time. And I have no real interest in you saving the world here. I have an interest in you finding the next quarterback and helping the team.
Do you think that Kaepernick has an upside?
And I think no longer as a football player, no.
You don't think so?
I don't think you can miss 3 years like that in the middle of it and come back and be viable.
I don't know. I wonder. I mean, again, you know, you're talking Bill Belichick as his coach. Maybe you give him a year or two. They brought Tebow in, for crying out loud.
Yeah, he had played the year before.
Okay, this guy's way better than Tebow.
He hasn't played in 3 years. Again, I just don't think it works that way.
I'd take a shot. I'd take a shot. Anybody who can play quarterback, I'd give it a whirl. Give it a shot. If it doesn't work out and he sucks, you cut his ass.
If you're doing it for football reasons, then football reasons are fine. I'm not here. I mean, I have no interest in them doing it to prove some sort of point. Like, I'm not into the politics of it. You do that on your own time. I'd be worried about the football. If Bill said, this is a guy I like, this is a guy I can work with, this is a guy I can develop, then that's another thing. That's a football thing. Do you really think that's what that would be? Or do you think there's these larger forces that would bring him here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't care about the larger forces. If that's what they're doing, I don't want that either. But I don't know. I sort of get this thing in my head that McDaniels likes mobile quarterbacks.
He sure does.
Okay?
Well, that ain't the only one.
And so I'm just saying, if a guy like that is out there, and maybe McDaniels wants to bring him in, and a year from now see what they got, I would take a shot. I wouldn't walk away from
and
that one.
When's he get his chance to start? So if, say, Brady's going to play a few more years, he'll be 34 when he becomes the starter?
It doesn't work for me. Yeah. It doesn't work from a football standpoint for me. It doesn't. And that other thing you just have to do on your own time. Do it somewhere else. So those are your football thoughts. Those are your football thoughts mixed in with everything else here on a re-entry Tuesday. Also coming up next in a long commercial-free segment, we're going to do a giveaway, a concert giveaway.
Oh?
You know what we got now, Maz?
No, tell me. I want to know what ticks.
Hello?
How do you feel about fish?
Oh.
I don't like fish. I'm a meat eater.
I'll get on the line anyway. I'll be honest.
I like chicken. I like pork.
Fish tickets. Fish. P-H. Fish tickets at Fenway coming up right after this in our own commercial-free segment.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5.
I don't think everybody realizes, and I didn't realize this, how close Odell Beckham Jr. was to being traded last year, Mike. I mean, it was really close. Of course, we knew the conversations. You and I were at the owners' meetings together. But here's the big thing that I found out towards the end of the year, really, more than anything, with Odell Beckham Jr. The Giants were going to trade him, and I think they were really looking and listening to all offers. You know what really stopped it? And I think this is what's going to shock people. This is from everything I know of multiple sources. The thing that stopped the trade conversation with Odell Beckham Jr. is because the team that was most aggressive in pursuing him was the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots were trying to get Odell Beckham Jr. all last offseason. That didn't work out. And I think the Giants got cold feet and said, wait, New England wants him? Uh-oh, maybe he's better than we thought. Maybe we should just keep him on our own instead of it being thrown in our face and him going to win a Super Bowl with the Pats. So I still think there's a possibility there. They have all weapons on offense, and I think he's been a thorn in Eli's side, and he exposes Eli's lack of talent at this point of his career, and I'm kind of with Jay Glazer. I still think that's a very real possibility.
The woman was a dream I had, though rather hard to keep. For when my eyes were watching her as they closed, and I was still asleep.
This is what I can win tickets to.
I was holding hers.
I'll be honest, I know this one. I don't particularly like their music, Felga. 7 to 14 minutes of noodling nonsense with each song. I hate that stupid drummer when he plays the song with the vacuum. I hate that. But Fitch shows that they're a wicked party. Beer, sweet. Someone's got a tank in their trunk. All you gotta hear is that. Someone's got a tank.
Yeah, I don't really know the band, but if Murray's going to get high, I'm in.
People trading favors for food. Who's got raises? I'll give you a burrito.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to a Fish doubleheader at Fenway Park this July 5th and 6th. Tickets on sale now at redsox.com/tickets.
Two nights.
The caller 10 gets a pair, though.
Yeah, they're going to be fireworks, too.
I don't know. There you go. Good luck, Murray. Back to your phones. We've got everything here on a re-entry Tuesday. The Bruins last night, the Patriots, and this stuff. We start off with a lot of the Celtics, which we will circle back to as well. I asked, as the Bruins look like they're looking to do something big at the trade deadline, and Larry Brooks, just Brooksy down there in New York with the New York Post, longtime NHL writer, just tweeted out that if the Senators are unable to sign Mark Stone to an extension, the Bruins will be all in on Stone. Does that mean by next Monday's trade deadline or as a free agent in the offseason?
I don't know. I would think now, right?
You
I mean,
want now.
Feels like Ottawa's about to start selling pieces off here.
I mean, if you're Ottawa, don't you have to know by next week?
Yeah, I would want to. I would want
Otherwise,
to.
You get nothing for them.
Yeah, with the Bruins, I'm just careful with those rentals. But are the Bruins even a cup contender? We thought they were last year, and it turns out they really weren't close. Are we taking the cheese this year? Ed and Woburn, what do you think?
You know, I'm going to take the cheese because I think that with Pastrnak being hurt, he comes back, you slide, you know, guys down, you got a shot. And then the other thing I want to say is Wagner's line just as good as the Ryder line from the Stanley Cup run? I think they are.
So the Michael,
what?
The Michael Ryder line, I don't know. I mean, if you want to compare this Fribble crew to that Fribble crew, I think you're better off. Is this a better fourth line than Thornton, Paille, and, oh, wait a minute, Thornton, Paille, Campbell? Okay, that was the Fribble crew.
Right, Greg Campbell.
Right, okay, so would you rather have this line or the Fribble crew?
Fribble crew.
Different game. I'd rather have this one. They're faster.
I like the Fribble crew. Those
Daniel Paille on the left side.
I don't know. That's who I would compare it to. Not to
I think Rich Peverly's been a good player.
Not to an actual line that can really. And look, these guys have been great. They're great. But they're now your third line. So that's good news for them. But sort of bad news for you that was your fourth line. Now you got to give them third line minutes because you have no third line. So that's the good and bad news of that.
Jordan Caron on the right side.
Thank you, Teddy. Here's Kenny in Tewksbury. Go ahead, Kenny, on the Patriots.
Hey, what's up, boys? Hey, I really think you guys are the rabbit's foot this year because you doubted the Sox and their bullpen. You said the Pats didn't have a chance. You know, they weren't going to get it done. Now you're going to doubt the Bruins. I really think this is the year we get the Grand Slam. So just keep going on, you know, bashing them all, you know, with just one guy away, you know, this and that, and we'll just win another championship.
Okay. A sensei,
Dodge debris.
A sensei bitchy Bruins fan, which always surprises me because you guys haven't won enough to cop that attitude. The rest of them, I get it. You've won, so you become arrogant. I understand. Bruins fans? You've won one in 40 years or something, and you cop that attitude? It's crazy. Ridiculous.
Usually, Bruins fans are much angrier than
oh,
that.
My God. And I haven't ripped them one bit. I'm just asking, are they a true contender? I look at that roster, and I don't know. Okay? I'm not telling you they are or they aren't. You took the cheese on them last year, and I think the roster is it any better? Is it the same? I mean, who's the Riley Nash? Riley Nash was a huge factor last year.
No, I actually think they lost guys from the roster, but again, I would tell you that I think Krejci's a better player now than he was a year ago.
Fair enough. And McAvoy looks like he's playing better now than he was last year. I agree with both those points. Last year, the third line of Heinen, Riley Nash, and Backes was really good.
It was good.
It really produced for you. Now you have no third line to the point where you're playing your fourth line now in those minutes. Did they blow the call at the end of the game last night with the high stick on Wagner? John and Alston, go ahead.
Oh, no. You can't play the puck with a high stick until the opposing team plays puck with a high stick. But my other point on the Bruins, I can get that out, is this isn't here to make a trade because Tampa, I don't think you could overcome that without getting some luck in the playoffs. But next season, Tampa's going to lose. Well, Strowman, Girardi, Coburn, and Braden Point all need contracts, and they've only got $12 million to fill those four spots plus some other additional roster spots. So I think you need to keep this year's first-round pick and use it so you can use that as capital next year to leapfrog Tampa Bay.
Okay, I'll tell you. Tampa's just so freaking loaded. It's silly. I mean, it's silly. But still, I mean, hockey is a sport. Upsets happen, and I don't know if you're capable of it, but maybe someone else is. Maybe you get a good draw. I mean, things happen in that sport. Tom in Concord on Colin Kaepernick. Go ahead, Tom.
Much respect to the show, guys, but Maz, you donkey. Like, do you believe half of the crap that comes out of your mouth when it comes to stuff like saying, oh, I like the idea of Colin Kaepernick going to the Patriots? Did you watch him the last 2 years that he was with the 49ers?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, he sucked.
Did you realize? Yeah, he was terrible. The guy couldn't make reads 15 yards plus down the field, let alone complete a pass 15 yards plus down the field. I mean,
Tom, did you watch him when he played for Harbaugh?
No, it was prolonged lightning in a bottle as I have ever seen it. He was fabulous under Harbaugh.
Okay, this is one of the reasons I avoid Kaepernick, because something tells me we have an angry wingnut on the phone. Just a guess. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I just, if I had to guess.
Oh, that guy you mean?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant there was another one.
If I had to guess. Adam in San Diego. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how you doing? Kenny from Tewksbury probably stole my take there with you having no faith in the Sox this year. You had no faith in the Pats, and now you're doubting the Bruins. And, you know, Felger, I think you just got to give him more credit. You don't know what you're talking about half the time. You just pick against the Boston teams. And I'm calling from San Diego. We're excited about Machado, so ease up on San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah, I think your city sucks, Adam, but thanks for calling. No offense.
Oh, my God.
Just my two cents on that.
The sensitive Bruins fan.
And don't take it personally. I generally think that none of the home teams are going to win because it's hard to win championships, despite what has happened here over the last 18 years. Because you've been spoiled rotten.
No. Really? You get that sense? Coming up next, the insufferable Kyrie Irving. This guy.
Michael Felger. Tony Maserati. Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.